Interesting.
Is this how we do our business? Item 5.
Eminent Bodymaster.
We missed your voice, brother. Take your place.
Eminent Bodymaster, I claim urgency.
We've better things to do than listen to you, McMurdo.
A claim of urgency takes precedence, Brother Baldwin. Speak.
There's a Pinkerton detective in the valley.
What?
He's their top man, Bertie Edwards. And he's collecting evidence that'll put a rope around all our necks.
What?
What's your proof, Brother McMurdo?
This letter. My friends in business back east, and they know what they're saying. 5 big companies and 2 railroads have engaged Pinkerton to sweep the valley clean once and forever.
Oh, I've heard of this Bertie Edwards.
Me too. He's a crack man.
And he's here already?
He'll be under a different name. In Chicago, he went as one of those damned newspaper men. Steve Wilson.
In Chicago? You know this man?
I saw him once. I'd know him again.
It always has to be you, doesn't it, McMurdo? You lay down the law. You get the best jobs. You save the whole damn lot.
And your neck along with it, Baldwin, much as I'd rather see it snap.
Enough! Brother McMurdo, if you know how this man operates, what do you think he'll be doing?
He's using the same disguise. He'll be going around asking a lot of questions, offering money for information on the Scourers.
Then if any brother is approached by a stranger, I want to hear about it straight away. Can we do any more than that, Roberto?
No, we can't. All we can do now is wait.
No one present heard McMurdo's words without a shudder of fear. That night, the usual revelry of the lodge was short and subdued.
I thought this room would be the best.
That's very good. We'll sit this side of the table, facing the door. Witnesses, one at a time, sitting opposite.
Excuse me, Mr. Holmes. Have you finished with the body?
Yes, I have. Doctor?
Nothing more to learn there, I'm afraid.
I'll have him removed.
And get some inquiries under the bicycle.
Right. Shall I send someone in? Who do you want to see first?
I believe we'll start with Mrs. Douglas.
You'll start with me. Gentlemen, Mr. Cecil Barker.
Come in, Mr. Barker. Take a seat.
Call for me if you want me.
I've already given my statement to the police.
I'm not the police.
I'm well aware of who you are.
But I'm saved the tedious necessity of introducing myself. Sit down, sir. My associate, Dr. Watson, Inspector MacDonald of Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard?
Are you surprised that the Yard is involved, sir?
Well, no, I suppose I'm not. Not really. This sort of international crime.
What do you mean?
I mean that Jack Douglas was hunted down by a killer from an American secret society. The same society that he was a member of years ago. The society that wanted him dead.
You know this for a fact.
He never said as much. Not in so many words, but there were hints. And look at this place. Why else does a man buy a fortress unless he's in fear for his life?
Well, I can think of several reasons.
He raised the drawbridge every night.
Respect for tradition.
He checked every door and window.
Natural caution.
He never left this house without a revolver in his pocket. I tell you, I know what I'm talking about. You must have seen the brand mark on his arm, and that card that was left, and a sawn-off shotgun. For God's sake, what more do you want?
Facts. Hard facts, supported by evidence.
Well, here's a fact. You can check it with the staff. The day before he was killed, Jack went into Tunbridge Wells. When he got back here, he looked dreadful, pale and shaking. I haven't seen him like that for years, not since he left America.
Ah, yes, yes, America. You're in business there, I understand.
In California. We were partners in a gold mine.
Why did you give it up?
Jack just suddenly sold up and sailed for England. He wouldn't tell me why. But just a few days after he left, a man arrived asking for him. Not a Californian. A man from out east.
Can you describe this man?
Well built, tall, bearded. It was 7 years ago.
How long had you known Douglas before that?
5 years.
So, if your theory is correct, this society pursued its vendetta for at least 12 years and across 2 continents.
My theory is correct.
When did you follow Douglas to England?
After 12 months, I got here just before he married. I was his best man.
Did you know Mrs. Douglas before the wedding?
I did not.